Monday night, end of the day, totally. Wait, show me my spot.
We're not allowed to use a keli which helps in the selection process. That means without the keli, you couldn't do it, really. This keli is really aiding in the process of it. So we gave an example. We said a sieve, a strainer. I brought a few examples actually with here today. This is a good example. I mean, it's not really Shabbos, it is actually, yeah? But no, someone's got spaghetti. I mean, spaghetti this. Think. If you put this in the spaghetti, lift it out, the water drains out the holes here, and the spaghetti gets stuck in here. That's a keli amyuchot. That is a designated keli for boiler. Not allowed to be used. Next one over here was apple corer. I did not bring an apple, should have brought an apple with me, but Lamash, this apple core is very interesting how it works. So you put it through the centre of the apple, punch a hole through it, that actually is boiler bakeli again. You're using this keli to separate the pips, the core, the bad bits from the... So that's what we said yesterday. Some people say that it's wrong, I think. Some people say it should be allowed. You should take some of the good with it. But that good that comes with it is a minimum amount. It's designed. This is meant to take away really only psoilus. Obviously, they can't make it exact. It's impossible. You've got different sized apples. So this is made really to take away just the psoilus. So as far as I remember, this is us to use. This is a prompt to use on Shabbos. And then you've got this thing over here. It's also very interesting. This is a pineapple cutter. Very interesting how it works. Just cut pineapple. You cut slice off the top of the pineapple, bottom of the pineapple, and you turn this round and round. Very clever. It gets nice circles of pineapple as you go through and through and through. The skin, all the peel, is left round the side. You end up with a hollow shell. You and me? No, not really.
How does the flesh get away from the peel? All you do is take.
You turn it around. It's a cutter. It's very sharp. Ah. It cuts the pineapple. As you turn round and round, it cuts through the pineapple. Very clever, very clever. Yeah. You get slightly like these round circles, yeah. And as you come through, you'll see the pineapple will be left with a hollow, it's right hollow right through, but there's just the peel is left on the side. It's complete, like a tun or something, yeah? That is a problem on Shabbos Lachera, that's boiler bakeli. It's a specialized keli, this one, specially made for this purpose, it's not allowed to be used. And then we spoke about yesterday, which I'm teaching you now, this pomegranate cutter. This pomegranate cutter over here, I thought it was a bit different, but I must say it's interesting. You're telling me that you cut the pomegranate in half and quarters, you put it on top of here, and then you bang it.
Yeah.
So I couldn't understand this, so where bang was the problem, that's the answer. Yeah, but stopping the pip going through. He's right, Simcha. Watch, you bang with your hand. That's what I'm saying. Yes, I don't understand. One sefer says that banging the hand is also a problem. But if you couldn't understand why, that's not boiler bakeli.
Oh, then bang it.
Yeah.
Comes out.
I don't know why it's a problem. I want to look up. I didn't get a chance to look up today. But someone says that's also a problem. I don't know why. This is a bit better. You're using a keli, but here, you could say, you don't really need it. But I'm actually using a keli. That is the chayra. Should not be used. I'm going to take this home and hope to try it out, yeah? Yeah, sure. Right, that was what we spoke about yesterday.
If all the milk come out, does it matter?
What?
Does it matter if some come out, not all come out?
No, doesn't make a difference. Keli amyuchot is also for whatever comes out. You mustn't use a keli at all. We said it really a few times yesterday that keli amyuchot that's also to use is also. What did we say? We said yesterday. I don't know what we said. Keli amyuchot is also to use. Yeah, even though you're taking out good from the bad, it's some kasuda. The fact that you've got a keli being used, that is a no-go. Doesn't make a difference if you take oikum from soilus. So, for example, a pomegranate, let's say you bang a pomegranate on top there, yeah? So you're taking oikum from soilus. As you're banging, the oikum goes through. You're going to eat those pomegranate seeds straight away, so you've got some kasuda. But you're missing condition moishi of yab galobi keli. That makes a whole lot of osas do. It's awesome and alternative to use such a keli on Shabbos. That's what we said. Some person could say, what's the reason why? Is because the reason is that a keli amyuchot normally you use for big scale. They normally do big scale for these sorts of things. Generally, a keli amyuchot is designed for big scale. It could be, you might have an exception, apple core, you're probably right, actually, is used only for your own thing. But generally, it's used. Keli amyuchotim are generally used for big scale selection, and therefore we don't allow that to be used on Shabbos. It's not considered derech hakeila, that's why it's not allowed. And then we said as well, that there's another thing besides. A keli which is designated only for
for achila, for brera, you can have your own one, which is a problem. That's what we said yesterday, for example. Someone's got, let's say, peas in a pot, and he puts a plate on top of the rim of the pot, and he holds the plate down with a little airspace, and then all the water goes out, but the peas stay inside. Now that's not designed for to be a kedemur, but if I say it's doing a brera thing, that's awesome in Rabbanus. If it's a specially designed kedem, it's awesome in Torah. If it's not designed, but you're using it for a purpose, that's not allowed. Many poskim hold, actually, very interesting. Someone asked us yesterday, someone says they got, for example, a pineapple tin. So let's say he opened it before Shabbos. So now the person wants to take the pineapple tin and
keep the juice for him. Is that a couple of the other rounds? There's a couple.
So here, let's not this the pineapple with a lid on top here. So if someone just pours, let's say the lid's off, so someone takes the pineapple tin and he pours the juice into a cup. Is that allowed, what you say? So the question is, do you want the drink? So if you want the juice, that's open up slowly. That's okay. If you don't want the juice, that's awesome. Now, what about, let's say you want the juice, but you want to put the lid on to hold the pineapples back. Well, someone's got corn. It's very, very interesting with corn. Sugar. Corn thing. Person opens in the corn before Shabbos. Let's say he's got juice inside there. He wants to tilt it. I think they got absurd. Let's say something.
You want the juice.
Let's say you want the juice. Let's say you want the juice, but you put a lid over it in order to stop the corn coming out. That many possibilities is Bori Makedi. Because now this is helping in order to separate the liquid. When you just pour it by itself, it's not doing anything. When you use a lid to camouflage it, that's like, I must say, a lady once asked me a question. It's an interesting question what she asked. She asked me, no, I said, well, we open a tin of corn on Shabbos. So they said you have to do is to punch a hole at the bottom and then open a hole at the top. So I was like, why is that not boira? All the juice comes out.
Why is it boira? It will come out once you make a hole
at
the bottom.
Why do you make a hole at the bottom? All the juice drains out. It's a good question. I must say, it's a good question. I think the answer is, you'll see, we'll come across very interesting. I think boira is only awesome if you do it for the purpose of boira. I think that if I'm a Rafat once told us,
I'm not destroying it, like in stink, you say it's not boira.
No, I'm not saying that. That's still boira.
It's not boira.
It is boira. Someone takes, for example, pineapple juice, and it makes a hole in the, he doesn't want a pineapple juice, it makes a hole in order for the pineapple juice to drain out and it goes down the sink. That's the problem. Here, is a different story. I think Shulchan Aruch talks about a case of someone's feeding an animal, and in the animal it takes some food in a like a bowl, and it's got a hole in where some parts fall through the psoilus. The Shulchan Aruch's father says that's mutter because he's not intending to boira. He is using it for transportation purposes. He wants to transport it. It happens to be it's doing a selection, but that's not what he wants. It's like a secretion. That's not also in boira. It could be when you're opening a tin, you're opening a tin not to get rid of the juice. That's not your. That's not what you're doing it for. You're doing it to make an ois keli. It's a side point. If you open the tin for the purpose of draining out, that's much worse.
Like a sieve. You have sitting in your sink and you pour your juice with liquid, with the food, and the food gets stuck at the top, the juice goes down this drain.
That's mutter. Why is that mutter about yourself? Asking?
It's the same reason. I don't want it. I don't want both. I don't want anything.
Oh, that's the difference. They're both psoilus.
Because here it's not.
Here you've got oichel as well. Psoilus, yeah. It's much worse, this case.
I don't want the juice here.
Yeah. So we left off with a kashi yesterday. Well, let's finish off here. So we said yesterday as well that when, I don't understand why this is mutter, but we said yesterday that when a person, for example, is allowed to sieve, is allowed to take something off, you can use a kelim yuchad. So I think Chaim asked us yesterday, it's a very interesting question. I don't understand why it's mutter. It's egg, the white and yellow is not called tubinim. So a person is allowed to put an egg through a strainer, and the yellow will go through,
separating.
Even though you use a kelim yuchad, it's called one min. There's no boira. If you have to use a kelim yuchad, if it's one min. Yesterday we finished with a kasher Rabbi Yisai that any keli, we said, how can you use a knife, fork, and spoon when you're eating? So, Moshe, for example, someone's got a fruit salad, and he doesn't like any of the fruit besides grapes. He takes a fork and he sticks the fork into the grape, pulls it out. Why is that not boira b'keli? It's not a designated keli, but it's at least rabbinical. Should we also?
When you're taking the blood from the blood.
Yeah, it's a keli.
That's the way you do it.
It's a fork.
It's
eating with it.
Yeah. But, one minute. So we said that sandwich is an extension of your hand. A sandwich you could really do yourself. It's just more convenient to use a knife, fork, or spoon. That's not called boira b'keli. So we said that all these things, when your person does, that's why it's mutter. Masha Inke, the Mishnah says, for example, if someone's got a layer of fat on soup, for example, to skim that off with a spoon is a problem. Because there, you couldn't take it with your hands. It's not practical. It's going to just fall apart. So there you need a spoon. That is not allowed to be done on Shabbos. So we asked the kashi yesterday, we had a knob, what about a knife for peeling an apple? You couldn't peel the apple without a knife. So why is that what to do? It's a big question. I must say, it's a very big question. Very, very big question. So one of the possibilities, I don't understand this, they tie... What?
Right?
That? So I think that's really a simple answer, that it's done typically with shas achila. A person peels an apple with derech achila, and therefore, even though it's a keli, and you couldn't do without it, something which is done typically at the time of eating is mutter. Right, let's move on to the next section over here. What? Today's your tea. Now, Shiley is right, I forgot to make a tea bag over here. But Moshe, let's say someone wants to make a tea bag on Shabbos. And I say people are very... It's all right, Moshe, it's all right, So a tea bag on Shabbos, Moshe, yeah? Can you use a tea bag on Shabbos? So issue number one is with Sal Hilchus Bishel. Is there a problem of cooking? Now, I say someone told me he's got in his garden a mint tree. He told me every Shabbos he cuts some mints off his bush. And he makes a nice hot tea with it, or a nice hot mint tea on Shabbos. That's a big shayla, yeah? It's a very big shayla. Can you make such a shayla? Now, generally speaking, Hilchos Bishul, we know that anything gets cooked, we're choshish, if anything gets cooked in keli sheni, generally speaking, most foods are, which are uncooked, or liquids uncooked, can be put in the keli shlishi. However, there are some exceptions. The Shulchan Aruch says one of them is a small piece of fish that cook very, very easily. Those are also even in a keli shlishi, keli revi'i, keli chamishi, all the way down. It's not allowed to be used. But the question is, where do tea bags fall into? So I must tell you the truth, some poskim hold that tea bags are like normal food.
Oh.
And like normal food items in a keli shlishi, not in a keli shlishi, yes. So I can't tell you everyone holds as a problem. But many, many poskim hold that tea bags, the tea leaves, cook very, very easily. And therefore, one should not even make them in a keli shlishi. That's what many, many poskim hold. So we're going with that shita now, that the chora, even the keli shlishi, is also due on Shabbos. So a person wants to make a tea bag on Shabbos, he's got a problem. All these things, these herbal teas, they're all the same problem. They haven't been cooked beforehand. And therefore, to use them on Shabbos is a problem. So I remember at home, in the good old days, my father's a kind of rock. He used to make tea on Erev Shabbos. What do? You take some tea bags and you pour boiling hot water over those tea bags. Thank you, Moshe.
I know they're not for drinking that.
Where is it?
It's tea bags.
Where's it from?
Downstairs.
Well, everyone's downstairs,
you
find.
Yeah,
who's downstairs?
I've brought them downstairs.
Okay. Alright. So this, for example, a tea bag. So to put this inside here in hot water is problematic. So what people do, I think it still happens nowadays, because nowadays you've got tea essence. So I think people use tea essence. But some people like fresh tea, that's the truth. I would say so. Some people like fresh tea. So the side is, what they do is on Erev Shabbos, they put some tea bags in a teapot. They heat up water. And then they pour boiling hot water over those tea bags. What have we gained out of that? Now, it's not so posh what you've done here, yeah? You've done irui keli rishon. You've taken up a boiling hot kettle. That's it, it's your boiling hot kettle. And you pour this water over a tea bag. That's called irui keli rishon. How much does that cook? How much does irui cook? Irui cooks only a clipper. When you pour a keli rishon, if you add this on the fire and you drop something in it, it cooks the whole thing properly. If you pour boiling hot water on a raw item, that's called irui keli rishon, that cooks kedei klipa. There's a big problem over here, because the tea bag itself is the kedei klipa. So you've not really cooked the tea leaves in the keli rishon. So many poskim hold that even after doing this, you could only put this tea essence in the keli sheni. Very important point this actually, Rabbi Yisrael, yeah? It means even though you poured boiling hot water with the tea bags, at the end of the day, the tea leaves have only been cooked by irui keli rishon, and the tea bag itself is like a clipper. It's like a peel. So that stops the tea leaves being cooked by the tea of water.
You know the teapot is a keli sheni.
Yeah. So it's been cooked like a keli sheni.
This is a keli sheni.
Right.
You're pouring hot water into a keli sheni.
It's irui keli rishon. Irui keli rishon is at least a keli sheni. It's boiling hot water which is staying in there.
But what you're pouring into your second keli, which is...
Teapot.
Anyway.
Teapot.
No, on Shabbos, it's a klisheni you've got.
If it is. Yeah, yeah, normally it's like that. Normally it's going to be like that. Yeah.
It's true.
So it's not a cliche, quite right, yes.
You're saying even a cliche is okay?
A cliche is all right. A cliche is all right. Yeah, you're right. Normally you won't have this problem. I'm just telling you, it's not been fully cooked, yeah? It's not been fully cooked.
Can I do it the other way around? Can I pour the tea first, then the water in there? Does that make a difference?
Can you pour the tea essence first?
Tea essence first.
Better not. Because that's irrecalation onto a cliche. It's better not to. You're better to put into a cliche afterwards, right? Now, that's the first part of the story. So that's what a person's done. He's cooked it on Erev Shabbos. The best thing to do, really, then, in such a case, I don't think people do this, actually, is take the tea bags out.
Can you ask the gentleman
to do the tea bags? Yeah. The best is, obviously, on Friday, take the tea bags out. You don't have to. I'll tell you why. But, Marshall, that is the best. Then you've got no problem for one Shabbos. Let's say, on Shabbos itself, so you've got your teapot here. Let's imagine this is a teapot. And inside it's full of water and tea bags. Where are the tea bags in the teapot?
Bottom.
At the bottom. The tea bags settle at the bottom. So that's no shyer. As I'm pouring off my tea essence from the top, this bit over here is not mixed with the tea bags. There's no shyer at the beginning that when I'm pouring my tea essence out of the teapot, there's no problem at all. There's no boiler because it's not mixed with the tea bags.
It's good.
No, I can make my tea 2 hours before the meal. There's no boiler, it's not mixed. Yes. The tea on top here, until you get to the tea bag from the bottom, there's no mixture of this liquid on top at all. So there's no boiler at all with the teapot till you get to the tea bags.
Ooh.
When you get near to the bottom and the tea is very near the bottom,
yeah,
and now you're pouring out your teapot,
yeah,
that is more of an issue.
Why?
What's the issue?
I'm straight away.
What?
I'm straight away.
So what's the issue about saying?
You're taking the water.
That tea bag is a cady.
Yeah.
It's a strainer. As the water goes through, as the tea essence goes through that tea bag, you're straining with a cady. So it's true, simply, you're having it straight away. It's very nice. And you're taking earth up so less. It's all very nice, but you can boil a cady.
Careful, always make sure the last bit.
So, yeah, that's true. If you make sure, it's quite right, right? If you make sure in your teapot that your teapot never gets low enough to be mixed with the tea leaves itself, the tea bags itself, there's no problem. But very often, the Barshev is a good tea, and people have used it on Shabbos a lot. If you get to the bottom of your teapot, and now you're using that as a strainer, as it goes through as a strainer, that could be problematic. Who are din, the Chora, it's a possible say, is let's say I put my tea bags in on Erev Shabbos. I use my teapot with the tea bags in. Can I take the tea bag out of the teapot on Shabbos?
So it's valuable.
Oh, so but the thing is, that's not true. I hear what you're saying, but that's not true either. A tea bag is very big inside the teapot. That's not called moruv. The point is, mitzada taruvas, a mixture, the tea bag is not called mixed with the tea. You with me? It's a big item, a tea bag. So a big item is not called moruv with a liquid. Someone has an apple floating in water, that's not called mixed. Even a canadle probably in water is not called mixed. It's a big item. Or an egg in water, let's say an egg in water, is not called mixed. It's a big item. So a tea bag in a liquid is not called mixed. But the problem is, the Rabbi Yisai, that when you lift the tea bag out,
it's
straining out. That is the problem. Oh, so that's the answer. So here's the that is the problem. To take the tea bag out of your teapot or your tea cup, that is the problem because the liquid gets strained as you take it out. And that's Bode Bacani. Okay, you could say I'm not interested at all in the liquid that comes out. You could say that. It's a bit of a hint. You're not interested in the liquid.
Well, you are really.
What?
You are really. Do you want the essence?
You need the essence. You need the
but you've got your essence already.
Huh? You need the extra. That's the reason why you're taking it out because you're making sure now.
Is that why you take it out?
Well, so you do need the tea essence.
So you want to go see this problem. So the way out, simply the best way to do it is, in such a case, to put a spoon underneath the tea bag, lift up the tea bag on a spoon so nothing's draining out. Or if it does, there's nothing. It's not doing anything.
Yeah.
That is a much thicker way of making tea essence out. What?
Yeah.
You could do that. I must say that. I didn't go into this. So it's also interesting. Sometimes in a teapot, you've got like a sieve in the teapot itself.
Yeah.
In the spout.
Yeah.
Now, it's not relevant to us because we haven't got tea leaves. It could be relevant if someone's. I don't know if people make tea leaves anymore. Yeah. Anyone make tea leaves?
Your neighbour did.
What?
Your neighbour did.
What?
He gets the leaves from the tree.
Mint leaves. That's mint. It's mint leaves. Yeah. Different. But I remember the old days used to have tea. How did you used to have it? You used to have a little, like a sieve, and you just put tea leaves inside
it. I've got these mint tea leaves inside hot water.
That's a shiler. Can they get cooked in a kettle of shishi?
I'm asking, can you do it?
So Rav Moshe holds his mutter, but many possible hold you can't do it. Okay, so he's called cannabis of Yosef. It's like eggs. No, it's all same problem. Same trailer. They cook very easily. The code's problematic. Yeah, in the case, I'm saying it's a machlokas. It's a tea bag in a case she allows. I'm saying Rabbi tries to hold. It's like normal food items. A case she's mutter. But I'm saying many possibly disagree, and they time that it's called kali abishma yosef. It cooks very easily, and therefore one should not put it into a case she's okay. Rabbi can't commission unless it's less than the other third point. Goy, it's better. Rabbi holds mutter.